All right, so we are coming together for this very special episode of They Ain't Your Friends. We're not sure if we're back totally yet, but we're doing this.
We're back. We're back. We're going to speak it into existence.
So, it's been a while, guys.
I know. Did you miss us? Did they? I wonder if they missed us.
I think so.
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah. And so now we're under these new, you know, we're quarantined. So life is different than when we left off a couple months ago. And I definitely don't want to spend this whole time talking about coronavirus because Lord knows we talk about it too much. So what's been going on? Anything interesting? What's been happening? It's been months.
No, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know about that. I don't know. Life. Every day, I feel like it's only been, like, I had a birthday, too, a week ago, and it feels like it's been a month since then. Like, I
mean, it does. It does feel like it's been a month.
And we did try to make it out before the shutdown.
Yeah, we did. Good thing we got
we did.
It wasn't a whole shebang, but it was a little happy hour. It was all that needed.
We did, and we knew it, too. We were like, all right.
We did.
We'll see you on the other side.
We did.
You know, it's hard because I have to give up all this stuff. It's still Lent. I can't cuss. I can't have juice. It's too much. Too much
juice.
Meanwhile, I've been in the house drinking more juice than I ever drink because I'm just in the house. And I was like, I need a little something, a treat. Either juice or wine, just so.
Well, I've drank every day since we've been quarantined.
Speaking of which, what's in y'all cups?
Well, since it was Taco Tuesday, I'm having a tequila and sweet and sour.
That's a margarita. Nice.
It's not as thick as a margarita.
I got a little sort of home cheap red wine.
Ah, okay. You know, I got my very, very sweet Moscato happening here.
Y'all trying to judge me. Y'all should pay regular liquor, not that stuff.
I'm not judging
I had some store. I'm running so low, like all my Tito's is gone because I was drinking Tito's and cranberry this weekend during all the parties. So I drank it all.
That's so good. Let's get into the parties. Now
that was a good highlight.
Let's get into the parties. So most of the people that are listening or going to watch this are from the area. So local bands all over the DMV did these virtual parties. It started Saturday and Sunday. And of course, everybody knows like the other like musicians and DJs are throwing all these type of virtual parties because you can't go nowhere. But we had a good time on Saturday and Sunday nights.
Yes. It was
a party.
Nobody's is everything.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Sunday's party, but Saturday's parties were so cute. I mean, just people being nostalgic in the chats and acting like they were really at the go-go. And it was just so cute and fun. Like, I just was so tickled. I was just too tickled.
The comments were hilarious.
The comments also show people their age.
Oh, absolutely.
All kinds of ages in there. I would say, you know, probably from, you know, the 50-somethings to like late 30s would probably be the youngest. Maybe mid-30s. But, like, you could tell who the mid-50s were because they were saying stuff like, oh, I'm in the back at the wicker chair. I was like, you saw before my time. Oh, that was so cool. You saw so many people log in, like, from high school, like, all your Facebook friends or whomever. So it was just so cute. But everybody was up in there. I was like, this party is rocking. Everybody.
Oh, us has had up to 17,000 people.
Yes. Yes.
17,000 people. Yeah. I thought that was so beautiful.
That was amazing.
And after that. So it was, it was everything.
And even if everybody gave a dollar, they killed it. Like, I thought that was so good.
Yeah. I sent the first Black Alley and Junkyard, I sent them some money. But I didn't see, you could send RE money. I didn't see.
It all had the same Cash App.
Oh, good. Okay. Well then. Boom. All right. I sent them.
That though. Everybody had one.
Yeah.
This Sunday, I went to see Subtle Thoughts and But yeah. Subtle Thoughts is literally playing walking distance from my house. I should have been peeking through.
Where'd they play at?
They played at the Red Zone.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so that's what they did. Okay.
Red Zone. They put on like a whole.
It was they had lights, fog machines, like.
Oh, they weren't just in the studio somewhere, like, blackout. Like,
no, right. Like, they were, like, in a space, a studio space. No, they had, like, the fog machine and the lights was going off. It was a full party. And Aiden kept saying, you still listening to that? Yes.
He kept saying, Mommy, is this too much? We going to the go-go tonight. I can say that.
Oh, I was on the couch with them, and Marcus was over there, and Dylan, we were watching the movie. I don't even know what we were watching, but I was, like, with them, but I was, like, on my phone, like, ooh, I'm having it, and I was, like, bobbing in the couch, like, under my covers.
I was, like, standing up in my living room dancing. I had a good time.
Oh, my God. That's
that was fun. Who plays this weekend? And I'm mad because I missed back, y'all. They really kicked it off, but I didn't see them the
I haven't seen Jump probably since high school, middle school.
It had to be high school for me.
High school. First of all, I didn't know they had a full dance routine.
Well, you remember they used to have a little...
No, they was like giving me New Edition update. I was not ready.
They always had a little, like, twist, and then they all turned around. My thing was, I forget how hard Jump... I was like, oh, because, you know, at a certain point, Jump wasn't really safe to go to. So I wasn't really going to no Jump, but I was like, oh, I forgot how good they were. So I was pleasantly surprised and really entertained.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. So that was one of the, like, bright spots of, like, people just pulling together and trying to figure this thing out, because this is just so, it's so unusual. It's like a movie that we're living in right now.
Bird Box.
Yes. Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. So is there anything going on in pop culture?
Nidra, we're out of order. We gotta have a topic.
Oh, whoops.
It's been that long, girl. You know, forget how our show goes.
Oh.
Lord.
I got a topic. So we supposed to be talking about The Love is Blind, as I called the Yesterday Blind Love show on Netflix. And we haven't got to talk to y'all about that. And some of y'all just now catching up on it since we in the quarantine and everything. We have got to talk about that show, because we just stumbled upon it. Who stumbled upon it first? And then you had us watching it. Yeah, I thought so. So I stumbled across it, and us along with the rest of America fell in love with it. So we got to talk about it.
Okay.
But I forgot.
What you want to talk about?
Jessica and Mark?
All of them.
I can't stand her. And I knew I wasn't really going to like her when she let that dog drink out her wine glass. And then she drank out the glass too. Oh, nasty stuff. That was a crazy thing there. She was crazy as a bed bird.
No, when Barnett told her while they were still in the pods that he ain't want to talk to her no more, and she went back and said something to, she was all in Amber. Same Amber?
Sure.
Oh yeah, called him an F-boy.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, all in her face talking about, that's when I knew, I was like, yeah, Jessica, you not right.
But I was happy.
Yeah, worse and worse and worse.
But on the reunion, I guess seeing yourself in that light really is sobering, because on the reunion, she was so humble. Because Amber tried to give her a little smoke.
She
really was like, you know what, I just apologize. I acted a fool. I mean, she owned all her stuff.
Yeah, but you have to own it, because you saw it.
Well, that's what I mean.
And don't be trying to blame stuff on liquor all the time. You was coming at that girl because you was mad. You was mad because she beat you out that dude. Now, he's young too. Like, he wasn't as young as Mark, but he wasn't.
He was like 27.
No significant age difference there.
They all in the same bracket. They all living in the same bracket that she wasn't in. Because I swear she older than 34. Whatever she said she was.
Same.
In.
Them lines, them crow's feet.
The crow's feet for something.
Different.
So she was just mad. I prefer her to be like, you know what? I was throwing you shade because I was mad. I wanted him. I didn't get him. So I went ahead and took Mark, because that was the next
that at the reunion.
I wanted to be a part of the show.
Well, yeah, but she should have just said, because you can tell, like, she just didn't want to leave empty-handed.
Yeah. Clearly, because she even laying in the bed with him and said, Barnett is fine.
She was like, Barnett's not my type, but I was like...
That was so disrespectful.
I felt so, like, small for him. I was like, oh.
He was small, though. He probably got little hands.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the kind of stuff we deal with. Like, left field, I don't even know what his little hands got to do.
You know how she felt about a man with little hands.
Oh, my God. I don't even... What were we talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? Go ahead and try it.
We were talking about... But I do think in the reunion, I was very happy because she owned all of it. Because Amber tried to get a little hype, and she didn't even give Amber none. She was like, look, you right. I saw myself. I was embarrassed. And plus all the people who probably was hating on her on social media, too. It just was not a good look for her. So
it wasn't. Oh, gosh. She was just.
So can we talk about the little redhead couple? K and K, I don't remember their names.
I'm looking it up now. It is Kenny and Kelly.
Yes. Okay, that's right. Yeah. I just was like, oh, they're perfect. Their families.
I thought so too. Until I found out Kelly was a hoe.
Yes. It was like, oh, he's not. That's like,
sure. I need to know Kelly's type. If he wasn't her type, who was her type?
I got a feeling she like a black man.
I got a feeling Kelly is a hoe. And Kelly got caught up because she was all good until she got up with her girlfriend. When she got up with her girlfriends, Kelly said, let me tell y'all something. I don't like him. He ain't my type. I ain't attracted to him.
But she just kept saying that. And I feel like when people do like, well, that's not really my type, it usually be something completely opposite. So I bet you she like, oh, thug now.
She kept saying like she didn't, she was like, she wasn't, she usually goes for, because he was red hair or blonde?
Yeah, red.
What color your hair is?
Yeah, she's like, oh, are you gonna go for that? I'm like,
y'all look like y'all.
And he looked like her.
Yeah, that's why I said. What is she?
And the other thing was, though, you think is she all pure? Cause she like, well, I don't want to, you know, introduce that yet. Meanwhile, she just ain't attracted.
Right, she just ain't attracted to him.
No, she was talking about them orgasms. She said, I've never had someone to. I said, oh, she giving him a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, because how can you put that on somebody and you haven't even tried it yet? How you gonna say you can't please me and you haven't even tried it yet?
See, that's what I thought she was gonna come out as a lesbian. I said, oh Lord, she a lesbian. It wasn't that. I think she, but it's gonna be something opposite. I think she like a brother.
I just think she be hoeing. That's what I think. And he just wasn't her type. I think she be kissing all the men in the club in the mouth. I just think it was just that's what she do, and she tried to settle down because she got tired of kissing people in the mouth, and it wasn't what she thought it was gonna be coming out the cubicle.
She tried to, like, you know, fool us because they knew they had us thinking, oh, they have match made in heaven, and lo and behold, she was like, but the thing is, she didn't have no remorse. She was like sad the day of, like, oh, I don't know. She's like, well, we get up there, we see what happens. I was like, you about to lead us do that to altar?
She have told her sister. She was like, yep. Yeah. No, this is not gonna happen. I don't like him. But
he wasn't gonna be with him. That's the thing.
Kenny showed on the reunion show. Uh-huh. He's clearly in love.
Yeah. And was like, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have found the person I'm supposed to be with. So I'm good.
He was. He was like, I'm straight. Meanwhile, she ain't got nobody.
Looking crazy. She probably in the bar kissing everybody in the mouth now, trying to figure out the love of her life.
He's like, I'm great. Yeah. Life is great.
I found my soulmate, but he was a good dude. Let me tell you how that speech he gave at the end of that.
Yes, you were just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I had to like take a minute. I had to walk away. I said, this Bible got me in here tearing up. I was like, oh. That was too much.
Yeah. So let's go to you know what, I want to pause on, let's not talk about them yet. Let's talk about oh gosh, y'all, what was the name of the black couple?
Carlton.
Carlton and Diamond.
And Bad
Girls. Oh. Now, I don't want nobody, let me tell these listeners now, I'm not biphobia, whatever. I mean, call me what you want, okay? Call me Diamond. I'm not messing with no dude who is fluid and don't know what he want. He in love with the heart. I'm okay. But everything he said when the smoke was up about her wig was true, because that hair wasn't right.
My thing is, it doesn't matter if she was biphobic or whatever. That information needed to be shared prior to a proposal.
Oh yeah, he was that ass wrong.
Give her an opportunity to make her choices. You know what I'm saying? Like, give her an opportunity. So he was all prepared for a fight. Like, as soon as he spit it out, like, before he told her, he was like, I'm just so used to people. And then as soon as he told her, he played the victim. And she was very kind. She wasn't mad. She was just like, ooh, I need to process this. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, you gave up on me. You judging me. She like, hold on. I'm just processing it. I need a moment. You dumped a lot on me right now. So as to me, the issue. Yeah, the issue wasn't even about, like, it was just that was pertinent information she should have known before you proposed. And yes. He acted a whole fool about it. Like, it was
acting an ass.
Because to me, she wasn't even completely saying no in that moment. She was just like, whoa, I wasn't expecting this. Let me process it. But he flipped off and played the victim and all of that foolishness. I was like, that's where he made me tick off. Like, he was so prepared to be a victim that he just flipped out and lashed out on her. That was his stuff. That was his own internal stuff that he deals with. He didn't even give her a chance to react.
Yeah, because he clearly was acting like a queen. He wasn't acting like a somebody who flew when that went down.
And you could tell he's not like, I don't feel like he's comfortable with himself yet.
No, there's no ownership.
He turned into a whole queen when he like, well, your wig been pushing back since we got here. Now, it was true.
The wig was so bad. Oh my God.
He kept saying how fine she was. Okay, I'm recording. Yeah, I'm
good. Real life.
And look, put the conditioner in your hand. Let's let it sit for a minute. You got deep condition your hair. Don't rinse it out.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I do apologize. So sorry. I don't know why she wants to wash her hair today, but...
Why not?
Well, yeah, ain't nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, he deserved everything he got. So I,
yeah. Sad note, know. Her dress on the reunion was really unflattering.
He kept saying how cute she was. Now, I am not by no means a hater of nobody. I will compliment somebody when I see it. But she kept talking about herself too much. Like, she kept gassing herself. And everything was bad, from her attire to her hair. Like, everything.
I think it was like, you know how, like, when you're a cheerleader or a dancer, like, professional, you're automatically, like, a hot girl. Like, I think that's what that was. Yeah, because that's kind of like a fantasy. Like, if a guy's like, oh, my girl's a cheerleader for the Redskins, you're going to be like, oh, she bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a thing. And I think she must have been pumped up to that extent, because, again, she was very average in many ways. But I think because she was, like, a professional dancer, I think she might get lumped in with the hot chicks or whatever.
Well, they should have told her about their hair, because I know y'all would have told me about mine before I went on that show. I know she didn't tell us
that.
She was on
the show. That was worse. I thought that
I couldn't focus.
Was so
I couldn't. It was bad. That's why I kept saying, like, what is she talking about?
That's so bad. It was like she didn't have a bra on, and then
the reunion dress was two sizes too small.
She had a little weight before the reunion.
Yeah, she did.
But
she should have put on like a nice little jumpsuit.
I like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know, nice little jumpsuit would have.
Yeah. She could have went right on Shane and found her a little suit.
Yeah, it's not like she's big. It's just that dress didn't fit. Like,
it just didn't fit.
Bigger. That's what made her look bigger.
Yeah, like if she is size six, that dress was a size two.
And her hair was still bad because the hair was
it was coarse. Something was coarse, but something was straight. Like, if you're gonna do the yakki, it should be, oh, buy yakki. I buy yakki. My hair's very thick. when I get a weave, I don't get no European silky. That don't work for me. Mm-hmm. So I usually get like something with some texture because my hair is texture and these edges won't be textured real quick. So I don't buy European silky. You should not buy European silky if your edges. And she had a lot of natural hair going on. So I don't know.
But it was still no, besides that, most of it was gelled down. So it was living what my sides are doing on a low cut. Then it was like some tracks that came about right here.
It's like the hair that was.
Then this part was like puffed up, but then she put some hair.
Kind of like a little curl. It's like a little barrel curl.
It was all so bad.
It's going to be some stylists that's going to reach out. And they're going to be like,
hey. Yeah, you could tell everybody else had stylists except for her. But that's probably because they were on the show for so early. Yeah, they were on the show. Right. It was so short that they were on the show. But let's get into
Amber the gone blonde and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Glowed up.
She was.
Yeah. Amber glowed up. But let's talk about Giannini and Damien.
That's a toxic couple if I ever seen one.
She was crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I want to know. She did a whole tumble in the mud. What happened? Like, how was her dress clean when they came back to read?
One of those pleats. That was my only thought. Maybe he got covered up in one of the pleats.
Like, had I fell in a ditch running, I would have been way more disheveled than how she came back to have that argument that they had.
No, girl, her eyelash was coming up a little bit.
But her mother was the funniest one. The mother said, you should have said no first. Did you not know you were going to say no?
So that's my theory, though. I'm like, they back together. This is a setup to break his heart. I was like, this is an elaborate setup. And she gonna be like, boom, I don't love you either. Now how does it feel?
Your mother said that was not right. You should have said no first.
Her ass is crazy.
She's crazy. She's crazy.
They all are crazy. The whole thing. Her name said crazy.
Giannina.
Oh, whatever.
She was crazy. And he would just be looking at her like, I'm not doing this with you. And she would get so mad. And he's like, I'm not doing this with you.
The damn tale was that he had no family or friends at that joint.
Oh, yeah.
We should have known. He had nobody come out to that. Not a friend, not a fan. They was like, don't even waste your time. I won't be thinking I do today. I want to stay where y'all at.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
But overall, though, the show was really, really good. They supposed to cast
Lauren and Cameron.
Oh, what?
They were. Did we ever talk about Amber and Barnett? They just.
I mean, they the typical couple. Yeah.
Like, although when he went to go visit her parents' house, and first of all, they couldn't go in the house, so you know it probably looked a mess inside the house.
I think it looked a mess. It probably had a lot of stuff in it. It was like cluttered.
Because they couldn't go in the house.
Or they smoke cigarettes.
And they smoke, yes. But when she was talking to him about her financial situation, she was like, I only work when I like need money. He was just like,
you got the credit card for makeup.
You're talking about a free spirit. Like, she was just a typical free spirit.
Yeah.
Because somebody was like, I said, they're going to work because somebody said something about her being a gold digger. And I was like, I don't think she's a gold digger. I think she just doesn't want to work. And there's a difference. Like, I don't think she's going to be pressed to go out and buy Louis Vuitton and Gucci. She's just going to be like, I'll be here with the
kids. With the kids.
And she don't want, because she wasn't tripping off his, like, for some reason, he thought his house was crappy. It was fine for somebody his age. And
yeah.
It was just
Oh, yeah.
And she was more than happy. She was like, this is good. I'm good. She don't want to lie. She just don't want to have to do the work.
She made it very clear. She said, I want to be a housewife.
Yeah. Yep, she did.
I want to work. I don't want to, like, she had.
I want to raise the babies.
And she did, but also she wasn't like that before. A rich guy. She was just looking for someone who would take care of her.
Yeah. Just enough for us to get by. Just enough to pay my makeup credit card.
Yeah, and he's like 27. He will be fine. He'll be doing fine, you know, throughout his career. They'll be fine.
I've never met a person who doesn't want to work.
I just, you don't don't travel in those circles. It's not really optimal for us.
No, not at all. Like, your sole goal is to be a
stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, we want to get good jobs. We don't know people who really...
I don't know anybody like that.
Yeah. I don't... No.
No. Okay, let's talk about the favorite then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lauren and Cameron.
Lauren and Cameron.
Just love them from just day one. They just clicked, and he's so sweet, and you can tell they just clicked, and But she's like a real life model. I started following, looking on her Instagram page. I was like, oh, you ain't new to this. Which again, then it makes the whole process suspect all over again. But
what I will say about the whole process, nobody looked bad. Like, everybody
was attractive.
I mean, right. Everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to read up on it because I had to figure this out. So the casting, the company, the production company, whatever, casting, like Amber and Barnett, they reached them through their IG account. And asked them to come out for casting. So they were looking at people in the Atlanta area. Because they had to be in Atlanta.
They were
looking at people. So it was a very like selective kind of like.
A lot of people in the house. And I'm like, what happened to those other people that was in the house? Like, they could have mentioned them.
Oh, yeah. And I read an article and they just said basically it just wasn't enough time. Because it was 15 men, 15 women. And so they just picked the best stories. And those are the best stories.
That's what I saw. The other thing was too, I am glad that they chose, for lack of a better word, conventionally attractive people. Because what I didn't want to see is cruelty, like fall in love and then it's Barnett and someone who is, let's say, just not conventionally attractive, and then there's this whole, you know, like awkward exchange, and basically, you know what I mean? So I'm glad they didn't tell like that
in.
True, but you didn't feel sorry for him in the sense that you knew he'd be fine out there. But you know, some of those reality shows are really cruel, and they'll do something and they'll bring out somebody who maybe has a physical disability or maybe who's heavily overweight. You know what I mean? Just do stuff like that to play games where the people fall in love and then somebody sees somebody and they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm glad they didn't do that kind of stuff because that would have been kind of like.
Yeah, they like really handpick these people because I realized the same thing. I was like, oh, all these people are like, they're nice looking people.
Yeah,
I think they had to do that in order for it to work. It wouldn't have worked otherwise.
True. That's what I'm saying. Because if I don't care how much in love they fell in love on the pods, if they came out and saw somebody that was not very attractive, they'd have been like, yes, this is not gonna work out.
I think this is gonna work.
I'm just gonna back out.
Lauren got like full model poses on her joint. Like, she got all these different models.
Yeah, so she's an influencer. So she was already doing stuff on social media.
Right.
Content creator. Yeah. So, but that's what the casting company did. They picked Atlanta and then they found people's IG accounts, was messaging them there. And I guess they probably had other methods for getting stuff. But that's how Amber Barnett got reached out to.
Oh, interesting.
I can see that. Because he was definitely the frat boy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
The only thing about Amber, though, she was attractive, for sure. I mean, she was an attractive girl. But she wasn't like, I mean, she just kept talking about her looks and how beautiful, and people look at her and they only see her beauty. I was like, I mean, I don't know if I'm getting all that. Like, you not like...
I don't know. I think, too, I don't know. I'm going to be quiet.
I agree with you. I already know.
Me too. Me too.
Myself.
So it's going to be interesting because I wonder when they started doing, because let me see, Love is Blind was shot in 2017 or
2018? 18. I didn't realize it was shot so long ago. So yeah. That was good too, so they could still enjoy themselves before all the stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
And you can see who had lasted for what it's worth, you know, a year or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So I'm wondering, like, will we see a Love is Blind next year?
They're casting now.
As much publicity as that show got,
so they were connecting them.
And as much publicity as that show got, and it was like trending. Oh, you know they don't.
Yeah, I hope they don't speed up the process though. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, that year in between.
True.
It was good because everybody wants to see like, oh, what, like what happened.
It's gonna be hard to replicate that again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of which, did y'all see the finale of Life After Lockup?
Yes.
No. What? Just tell me, it's fine, because I mean, I suppose the white girl with the two dudes, the one that's both been in jail, and
Lacey.
Like Macklin hates her. He'd be like, this is just ridiculous. He was like, everything about her is fake. Look at her lips.
And they hurt me when I'm looking at her because she's like
that right there. He was about to like that. That was something I have never even. That was some trailer park stuff. How you bring your new dude with your old dude all in the same bedroom about to fight? Y'all altercation and you go outside and go get him?
That's that money, because she paid for everything. Also, I'm like, her little modeling, whatever kind of modeling she does, pay well, because she buying houses and supporting these men.
She's like a cam girl or something like that. Like a cam girl. I think that's what they call it.
Because all she do is smoke cigarettes. They smoke cigarettes in the bedroom. I'm like, ooh.
I didn't have the morals I had, because some of the people with the jobs, I've been like, you make money doing that? I wish I could get on a camera and just be like, but my morals won't let me do it.
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, the finale, you would guess, my whole thing is like, literally, like mostly everybody is, for the most part, happy except for Sarah. Sarah has been unhappy for 3 minutes.
I know this therapist in the trailer with the dude that got an addiction to prostitutes. I know they not happy. Don't tell me they worked out.
No, they not happy.
Oh, okay.
They not happy. But she's another one. All she do is smoke cigarettes.
Oh, she's like a chain smoker. She be in there and
let
him back in the house. He think I'm gonna let him back in there, and she be having them little cigarettes. And she look a hot mess. A hot mess.
Even think he like you, but where did he get his boy from? His boy from jail, the black guy.
Andre.
Them teeth took me out. Like the, I said, goals on all of that. It looked like he had foil on his teeth. It was so bad. It was so bad. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they didn't. But we knew they weren't on. They did get married though, Andrea. They got married.
They did, but your girl, it ain't last long. I'm sorry, Andrea and
Lamar
favorite.
Yeah, I like
that. And Lamar are my favorite.
With their closet baby. When she said they conceived that child in the closet at the jail. I'm taking it to the grave. I ain't telling y'all that.
Mm-mm. No. Y'all would just think it's an illegitimate child.
I was always wondering where that child came from, because they never thought of that child's father. I was like, where did that
child come from? They said, where there's a will, there's a way. You got to learn how to pay people, okay?
No, but when she said, you know how I told y'all that she was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and the daughter was like, we ain't no blue. Right. Never believe that.
That wasn't true.
While the daughter look our age and she 14. Why the daughter be having a 4B on is beyond me. Like,
she don't look old to me, but she acts old.
She acts old. She wears a full face of foundation. I haven't even gotten it yet. Like, I don't even wear full. I put a little concealer under my eyes to keep it going.
You know. She in Utah, and she is a dark complexion black woman. She got all kinds of stuff.
Influences.
Yes.
She's going to LA, and she's going to be a dancer.
Yes, she's like, LA is better for her, schooling and her dancing. So, they are now in LA.
Also, but she done left Utah.
Yeah, left Utah. They had a vote. The son said no. I said he needs to stay in Utah because he gonna get
stay in Utah.
He gonna get beat up and bullied because he just Maybe she'll homeschool him. He need to be homeschooled. Now he definitely homeschooled when they get to LA.
Yeah, but they like Andrea and Lamar, like they time enough for each other. So
they are. He be sick of her and she be sick of him and then they love on each other. They so funny.
They're so funny. They're my fave.
Now what's going on with the Latina lady and Michael?
Maria.
She just got out too. They both love after lockup.
Wait, she was in prison?
She was in prison?
She was in prison. She ain't go to prison. She damn sure went to jail.
Toy, you can't make stuff up like that.
Oh, sorry. Check her files. Check her records. You see her? After one night of passion,
Sarah still by herself, lonely.
The girl from Texas, the black girl.
Broke her heart. He told her he dealing with somebody else.
Yeah,
but she was real sweaty in her scene. I would told him they would have had to reshoot that. I'm not gonna be sweaty.
Like I need a little like.
She young enough. She can go on her life. He ain't give her no kids. Thank God. Go on about your business, girl.
Yeah, but he was like, nah. He trying to be with.
He did tell her, yeah. That's a like a first, cause you know he ain't honest with nothing.
Right, but Maria bowed about it, so
she just got out of jail. I'm trying to tell y'all.
I was just so confused, cause I'm like, you really?
She older. Yeah. She's older.
Oh, she has to be.
No, it's probably them cigarettes. I bet you she's younger than us.
I feel like she in her 30s.
I bet you there's cigarettes in jail because she lived a life. She fight the gang too.
Oh my God.
I sound like a judger. I'm gonna be quiet.
Oh my God.
Oh man, but yeah, Sarah's still mad and by herself.
Oh yeah.
That girl just needs to, girl, he ain't gonna show up. Just let it go. She's trying so hard to make, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's trying so hard to make him be a father. But you can't do it.
And he got in the ocean and was videotaping himself, talking about pretty girl.
Hey, pretty girl.
He killed me with all that pretty girl. But yeah. When back earlier in the season, when we found out about the Cash App, and all these women were Cash Apping him money, I was like, how does that work? And who Cash Apps people? Like, how can somebody talk to me? Some dude, like, won't you cash at me, girl?
And they think, and he probably got a gift of gab and thinking he with them cornrows and they love it on him. They probably think they the next one that's gonna be on the show. So why not?
Right.
Let me give you $50.
Well, since we're doing a reality roundup, I just gotta talk about how Kenya Moore. It's like, I really want to sympathize with her in this Mark situation and feel bad for her. But the way she did Cynthia about her wine business, yeah. That was some shady, shady stuff.
Recap for me, because you know I don't watch it.
They are in Greece, and they want to, oh, by the way, Toya, would you go on the dinner in the air? They have some kind of lift.
Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I would have to be, like, ridiculously drunk.
You gotta look it up. There's something where you're basically on a crane at a table with chairs and they strap you in, but you're like,
I've seen it.
So many feet in the air eating dinner and
I've seen it. Yeah, no, my anxiety was too bad for that. I couldn't do that.
But let me tell you, so they're there and you know they're having wine. And so Kenya goes, because you know Cynthia owns a winery or something, and Kenya's like, so Cynthia, what kind of wine would you pair with this? And so Cynthia gives her best shot. She's like, oh, a red wine. I think a red wine would go good because something, something, something. And Kenya's like, are you sure you don't think that wine would overpower the shrimp, because it's my thought that this does, like, basically just showing that Cynthia don't know nothing about wine, but like she kept doing it, like kept quizzing her, kept answering. This your girlfriend, your good girlfriend, your best friend. Why are you making her look stupid? Not only in front of 6 other, 8 other women, but in national TV. Like, this is her business. I mean, and she was so shady. Like, it was just, and she didn't do it just once. Like, she dug in on, I just was like, oh, you.
Everybody picked up on it except Cynthia.
The producer was like, so why would you keep asking her those questions if that's your friend? And she's like, why are you asking me that? I mean, I was just playing. Like, that joint wasn't funny, though. I was like, what kind of friendship?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Kenya is a piece of work. And it is hard to feel bad for her because she's an a-hole.
She is. And, like, her husband is dead wrong, but as soon as you feel sorry for her, she do something like that.
What'd he do?
Oh, he talks to her any kind of way. It's clear he don't want to be married. He treats her.
Is he on the show? Like, do they show him?
In small parts. He don't want no parts of the show either. So he must have agreed to do, like, limited filming. And, like, there was an episode where he just talked to her so poorly and everything she did was wrong. And he just kind of, and he puts her in her place. Like, you know, she big and loud and she the boss chick. He puts her in her place.
Oh, yeah. That's when she become, what's her name?
Ken. Side note, Cynthia is a beautiful woman. Her wigs are so bad. I don't know who, I mean, she clearly doesn't have a stylist, but her wigs are so bad. Like, her clothes are bad, but her wigs, I don't know who does her hair. Cynthia's hair, Toya, I was talking about.
She does her own hair.
Her hair and her wigs, and she's such a beautiful woman. Like, just wear your hair back in a pony. Just do the pony.
No, but her natural hair ain't giving you pony.
Well, then do a regular wig. All her wigs be like lioness or something afro. It just be too much. What's happening there?
What is that?
What's art? It's real life situations.
Yeah, I just can't take her.
It was bad. But Nene was like lit.
Oh, she was lit. And I didn't see this week's episode, so I need to see.
Oh, you have? Okay, so you got to watch that. You got to watch.
Yeah. All right, well, that's our reality roundup. What now, Nidra, you want to talk about pop culture?
Well, I don't know. Is anything happening? Because the Rona just shut us down. So anybody acting a fool? Anything happening?
At the Rona.
Talking
crazy.
Kevin Hart having a baby. the thing I sent y'all today about Safari being the corniest dude, and they think Jason Derulo has taken
that his place. Was so funny.
I said Jason Derulo looks like a cross between Safari and
Genuine.
If they had a baby.
But that post, I mean, that first post where they had Soulja Boy when he was yelling about Drake taking his flow, and the text was like Safari when he found out.
Jason's so corny. I mean, he is so corny. Like, I don't know what Erica Mena must really love him, because he is so
corny. I know she'd be looking back like, ugh, like, why would you get, first of all, because I never knew he was dancing behind Nicki Minaj while she was rapping.
Me neither. But I've never been like a huge Nicki Minaj fan, so I don't think I've ever seen any of her performances.
Oh, wait, he was like a background dancer?
I knew he was, like, he was her hype man.
He was a hype man?
Yeah, so he would just be on stage with her doing whatever. But that performance that they had on that meme, and like, he literally was not in the background. He was right beside her.
Hey, I'm a star too. Oh my God.
Yeah, and Rick Ross called the corona a fungus. Don't come on the camera trying to sound all educated and then.
The other thing that was hilarious is Oprah. Oprah was like, oh, I'm not like Sabrina. I don't just, you know, Sabrina Elba was like, oh, it just had it. Even though I was negative, I just wanted to be close to him. So I knew I would catch it. Oprah was like, nah, Stebbin might have it. He out in the guest room. We dropped the food off at the door. She said,
I didn't see that one.
She said, I'm not like Sabrina. She's like half her age. I can't be risking that. She said, so we dropped the food off. He's in the guest house. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Slim Thug has it.
Oh, I saw that.
No. Somebody needs to take a little Boosie phone.
That's what I said, Boosie.
Did y'all see him on Live with Shaq?
I saw it, but then I just turned it off because he was just like, Shaq, you got all these awards. And
stuff. He said, Shaq, your feet! Your feet, Shaq!
Oh my God.
He said, where's your toe?
I mean, Boosie, he really is entertaining, and I just be so torn because one day I love him and I'm cracking up. The next day he says something so ignorant, and I'll be like, he's so funny though.
He is so, with him for a day because I just.
He's so naturally funny. Like, it is.
It is. You just got to take him in doses.
Because his. But like I said, I know it's what me and you were talking. I don't know where his reality show, but I saw like a clip of it, some one of them shave room or something. I think it might be web based. I don't know. I gotta look it up. But
I don't know. I looked on YouTube. I didn't see anything but his music videos.
Oh, okay. But I do think, because he is funny. Like, probably his reality show would be hilarious.
Yeah, he was just, I mean, he's just been ridiculous asking women to show their breasts.
Yes.
Well, and then the one girl showed her kneecaps and he got mad. I don't want to see your kneecaps.
Get that out of here. He's like, you can't even imitate. Get them all ugly ass you need. Oh my God. He's classic. He's classic.
He is. So, but I don't know. Other than that, I mean, people just stuck in the house doing TikToks and I'm over those.
Oh, me too. Oh, I just happened to scroll on the internet. Love is Blind has been renewed for 2 more seasons.
Oh, wow.
Can you put twists on your head?
What? Also, I cannot get coronavirus out my head.
Like the Cardi B joint.
Every time somebody says it, I hear it out of the back and be like, coronavirus. I hear that every time. Like, she just be like, coronavirus. She just so loud, but I hear that joint all the time. Coronavirus.
I hear saying it. Every time somebody calls, coronavirus.
Who says that?
Oh, my kids. Every time somebody calls for sneeze.
It's funny, and I can't get it out my head.
I'm just over this. I need to get back to my life. I want my life back. I was supposed to be getting ready to go to Ocean City this weekend. It's just too much. I want my life back. I want to be free, okay? I don't want to go to a virtual party. I want to go to a party and interact with people if I want to.
I know.
Did y'all see the meme where the person was like, I promise after all this, I'm going to really attend your events?
That's funny.
I doubt it, but I'm going to let y'all think that.
So are you going to, after all this is done, are you going to go out past 8 o'clock?
I can't promise that. I'll make more of an effort. I just want to be free. I want to go to Target and not feel like I'm going to come back with a virus. I want to go and there's toilet paper on the show. I want to go and if I want to buy Clorox wipes, which I've been buying my entire life.
Wait, and that's the thing. That's what I feel away because we get the 3-pack of Clorox wipes from Target on a regular basis. That's
yes.
Shopping. And now since people decided they want all of a sudden be clean, I ain't got no Clorox wipes. What y'all been doing all this
what time? Have you been doing before? I haven't needed Clorox because I do the same as well. So I keep Clorox in each of the bathrooms. I haven't ran out yet. But what have y'all been doing before? What were y'all doing before?
Being nasty.
I don't know. Did you not wash your hands?
Why is there no soap?
I don't get it.
But there is soap. That's the weird thing. There's soap, but there's no hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Up in the house. So I don't need hand sanitizer in the house. I need soap. So I got soap. What do y'all know? Why y'all not using the soap? You ain't going. Hand sanitizer to me is only for when I'm out and about and I can't wash my hands.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm using soap. So what y'all at home using hand sanitizer instead of soap?
I don't know. It's all nasty to me.
I still don't get the whole toilet paper thing. I don't get it.
But my grandmother, so I was talking to my grandmother, and I said, well, Grandma, have you been able to find toilet paper? Because if not, I'm going to come pick you up, and we're going to ride to the store together because...
Senior hours.
We're senior. Right. He said, well, somebody called me and told me the people going to be pooping because they ain't never been home and they got to cook. So why need no toilet paper? I said, that's a good point, Grandma.
Sure.
I said, okay, Grandma. That's all I got for you. Oh. That's her heart because today is her birthday too. So,
oh, happy birthday, Grandma.
Have you broken the news to your child that his birthday is going to be low?
Yeah. And have a party. He doesn't want to party with us.
He had a virtual party.
Yeah, a virtual party. I just told him that we'll just have, we'll order his favorite food, which is Lido's. Mm-hmm. And his grandmother and grandfather can come over, and his aunt and uncle. Because,
yay!
That's all I got. That's all I got.
I ain't got
nothing else. So, yeah. So he knows, because he was like, because he, a couple days ago, he was like, what are we going to do? And I said, what do you think you can do? Everything's closed. It's literally nothing to do.
We had a makeshift party for my brother too, and I end up cooking, so.
Tried to go dance there.
Yeah, my mother danced. Her and Kale danced to Black Alley. My mother's like, oh, this is the beat right here. I said, what is it?
Yeah. Dylan had two birthday parties last Saturday that, of course, were canceled, and he talked to the one boy on FaceTime, so they bought him a cake still, and he blew out his candles.
I asked my grandmother, was she going to have a cake? Because my aunt's birthday is tomorrow, so I was like, did y'all bake each other a cake? She's talking about, girl, that takes too many eggs. Hey, baby, you know ain't no eggs in the store?
She lied.
Right, she right.
Eggs. I ain't making no cake. I said, oh, okay.
I think I must have stumbled across, because that's what my in-laws are saying, but I must have stumbled across the delivery, because when I went last Saturday, I think, oh, they had all the eggs in Safeway. Now, we usually buy brown eggs. They didn't have any brown eggs, but they had tons of white eggs, and we just got two dozen of those.
I got two 18 pack. I got two of those, of the brown eggs.
My parents refuse to eat brown eggs.
That's all I eat, but they had a brown egg, so we got one.
That's all I got. So we good for a little while.
All right, ladies. Well, I feel like our podcast has come to an end. Hopefully we have successfully given y'all something to watch for an hour while you are quarantined in and homeschooling the kids and trying to cope. All right, so that's it. We on YouTube now. I don't even know where this is going to be, really. This might just be a dead episode that goes in the archive. It could be talking to ourselves. But if you have stumbled across this podcast, this episode, congratulations to you. And thanks for watching.